Welcome to In Depth. That is the PSA program airing on all Lotus Radio stations. And I am your host, Ian Sorensen, and we are filling every chair in the studio with our first interview for Children's Cabinet. Amy Riley is here. Kim Young, the new executive director, and Nicole Altamirano is in the studio as well. I didn't butcher that, did I?
No, you did not.
Oh, good. Thank God. Okay. Yeah, seriously, lose my job if I do that. So let's get to it. Children's Cabinet, a huge milestone just kind of happened. Let's go to the executive director herself. Kim, what is going on with Children's Cabinet?
Well, it's a very busy time of year, and it's an exciting time of year, but one of the very new announcements that was just made, we received a grant award of $250,000 a year for 3 years, so a total award of $750,000 to expand our existing family counseling program to reach the 0-6 age group, with a focus on the families that have been affected by the opioid crisis.
Which is a huge problem in the country at large, but definitely here in Northern Nevada.
Yeah, it sure is.
Okay. So, well, actually, let's talk about the past. Before this grant kind of went into effect, what was kind of your main focus? What was your kind of your mission statement, I guess, with this organization?
So the mission statement of the Children's Cabinet, the short version, is to keep children safe and families together. We've been in this community since 1985.
Wow.
So we have a long-standing, great history of programs that address the needs of families, and that really varies. We reach about 12,000 families every year with programs that range, spanning the age group of birth to 24 years old. So we have, we're provide resource and referral for child care. We provide child care subsidy for the entire state of Nevada. We've had free family counseling since we began in 1985. We have an on-site school for kids that are at risk of dropping out.
Wow.
And a full spectrum of services, really. We do workforce development for those that are 18 to 24 that need some of those skill sets, and provide them with some construction education and education so that they can get certifications and get a job.
Okay. Wow. So you're covering a lot of ground.
We really are.
With this. Especially with this new grant, it's letting you kind of expand and focus on an entirely new age group.
That's what's really exciting for us. So our family counseling, like I said, has been a cornerstone of the cabinet since I was there in the 80s. but it's been, this really allows us to get to that younger age group and serve families and provide some hands-on parenting skills and things like that.
That's really beautiful. And then it's not like they just picked you out of nowhere and thought, let's make her executive director. You've been with this organization, as you said, since the 80s.
I have. So,
and what did you do before you were announced as the new head of the whole shindig?
So early on, I was a student intern working on my social work degree from UNR, and that's how I really got started in the cabinet in 89, and then did some other programs with the agency and worked for other nonprofits here in the community, and then about 10 years ago, started doing the grant writing and then became director of operations. So I kind of bring a full spectrum and history to the position of executive director. I'm really excited to take it forward into the next new year.
Very cool. Well, I'm going to take it over to Nicole. You're kind of like, I said it before we started recording the interview, but kind of boots on the ground in a sense. You're kind of in with the troops.
I am.
Yeah.
I recently took the position as clinical director, but prior to that, I still am. I still see clients, but I was mostly seeing clients as a therapist at the Children's Cabinet.
Okay. And how did you get involved with the Children's Cabinet in the first place?
I've always had, I did my practicum at the Children's Cabinet as a student.
Okay.
And then went back to work with them later on.
I got you. So, kind of what is your day-to-day sort of work? What are you doing mostly or doing? Who are you kind of working with?
Currently we have, five therapists that are full-time therapists that see families. We also have, starting January, we're going to have 8 student practicums from different universities, online universities, including UNR as well. And we see over 130 families a month.
Really?
With everybody combined, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's really great. We reach a lot of families.
Okay, that's really cool. So what kind of issues, I guess, would you deal with when it comes to these families? Of course, you don't have to get too,
A range of issues. I think we really, strive to make every family gets a treatment plan, and we strive to make it very individualized. So it ranges from their basic needs being met. So helping them, working with them on getting a job or getting them set up with a case manager, to more extreme behavioral or mental health issues. So it's just a really, really wide range.
So is it kind of almost just different every single day in your job?
It's very, very different every single day.
I imagine it's invigorating, though.
It is. I love it because it's something new, and we help families in so many different ways, and it's so exciting to see how just a little bit of help goes a long way for so many families.
Yeah, definitely. And, well, let's take it back over to Kim. So you got this grant. So it's going to help with families kind of affected by the opioid crisis. Any other future plans, anything you want to get out there to the people they may not know about the Children's Cabinet and what help they can provide?
I think organizationally, it's just to really get the word out that we are touching families with birth to 24. So it's really a full spectrum of services. And maybe we see a family when they have a 4 or 5 year old through a parent education class or something like that. Well, we're still there for them when their child hits high school and is struggling and may need some family counseling or something's going on in their family. They need to access our food pantry. So all of the services that we offer at the Cabinet are free of charge. And that's a pretty unique situation for this community, is to be able to provide that full breadth of service at no cost.
Yeah, and you're in for the long haul.
We really are.
0 to 24.
Yeah.
So that's a really beautiful thing. And so when it comes, is it mostly low income that you're kind of focused toward?
Not necessarily. There's not a criteria that we ask for when a family comes or calls us, stops in, whatever. That's not one of the questions that we ask.
Right.
We just ask them, we meet them where they're at and figure out what kind of help we can provide and support with them with.
Cool. And is there any problems in Northern Nevada currently, other than maybe opioids, that you're noticing that are becoming more prevalent, or you've really had to deal with more than
goodness.
You would have thought?
That's a big question.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
There's
I know
a lot going on in this community.
Yeah, there is a lot, I'm sure.
The housing crisis, it's real. And
that's
it affects,
coming back to every organization I have in here. It always comes back to the housing crisis.
Yeah. It affects nearly every family that we see on some level. And whether it's finding a place that is affordable for them to live, maintaining the current place that they're at, dealing with a raising rent cost. I mean, it's just the full spectrum that we see. And then when you don't have that stable housing, it affects every part of your life. So it's hard to encourage a family to read with their kids when they don't know where they're going to be sleeping the next
night. Yeah, let's talk about priorities.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Well, then, you can help with that.
Yes, we can. We have a client emergency need fund. It's pretty small. We're always looking for more donations for that. But if that's something that people are interested in, that's a little special little pot of money that we can use to help maybe bridge that family to the next month and get them stable so that they can stay in their place. Because once they lose their place, it's really tough to get back into this housing market.
Definitely. And actually, you kind of led me into my next kind of section of like, how people can find out more about you, how they can donate, if they do donate, what that money is going to be going towards, where you need it most.
So, of course, we accept donations all the time.
Yeah.
And folks can donate on our website directly. They can call us if they'd like to see any of our facilities. We'd be happy to show them around and give them a tour so they can learn a little bit more about us directly. And if people have a certain passion, they really want to donate, say, to family counseling, we can target those funds to the area that is what their priority is. And you never know what their personal history is and what touches them. And so we want to really make it so that people can direct their funds.
Okay. And where would you say you need the money right now, primarily?
Oh, we're a nonprofit organization. We need the money everywhere, really.
I guess in every field.
Yes. Okay. And I think probably now, those client emergency funds, especially with the cold winter months here, if we're able to put a family in a motel for a night or a couple of nights, or again, help them with a month of rent or something like that, I think that's probably our biggest need over the next for the next 6 months or so.
Okay, good to know. Well, then people donate generously, and then give me, I guess, the nuts and bolts of website, social media, if we have that handy.
We do. We have all of that. I'm going to turn this one over to Amy Riley. She is our guru when it comes to marketing social media and getting the word out about the cabinet.
Fantastic.
Well, anybody with questions for the Children's Cabinet, the best place to go is our website, which is www.childrenscabinet.org. And we have a variety of information. It's a pretty easy website to search and find more information on donations, volunteer opportunities, as well as where to just general information on all of our programs, including our family counseling. And then we are very active on social media, and that's a great place for really current events, things that are going on, last-minute calls for assistance, things that we need, and, you know, kind of a visual of what we're doing out and about town and seeing the faces that we are both helping as well as the people within our organization that are helping everyone. So definitely check us out. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Okay, cool. And actually, while we're on the subject, even if it's a little far off, do we have any events or fundraisers we should be looking forward to with Children's Cabinet?
I know that right now we have a lot of our holiday events going on. This past weekend, we had Operation Santa Claus with the Reno Tahoe Airport. But coming up, we have Grinchmas at the Grove, which is unfortunately sold out, but an amazing breakfast with Santa and the Grinch at the Grove in South Reno on Saturday. We also have a lot of community partners doing donation drives right now. I know our bar downtown is collecting new toys, which are going to be used in our community toy table coming up in a few weeks right before Christmas. So parents and grandparents and caregivers that do not have a gift for their children can come to the Children's Cabinet and select a gift for their kid. And we have a variety of volunteers and organizations that help make that possible. So it's a special morning for us. And then, you know, looking beyond that, we are looking into the new year. And so January, we have some exciting announcements coming up. So we're looking forward to a positive 2019 and working with our community and public partners to see where we can be of the best resource for families and children around our neighborhoods.
Cool. All right. Is there anything I haven't touched on that you really want to get out to the people?
You know, I think some of the things that Nicole and Kim both touched upon is one of the numbers that stands out to me is that $1,500 is enough to provide counseling and services to a family for a full year. And so, you know, little dollars can add up to make a lot of assistance for our community and for the mental health of our community, which I think is a priority of as you go around town and talk to other organizations and individuals. It's becoming more and more of a necessity as we are facing increasing challenges in this area.
Definitely.
So, you know, if people are interested in our family counseling program and are in need of assistance, the best thing to do is call our main office at 775-856-6200. And we can kind of do an intake process with them, see what's going on, and connect them with our family counseling program. I do want to note that our current program does have a waiting list, and we have on any given day, we have hundreds of calls for help. And so it is a matter of trying to get the services to the people that need it the most and being patient. So we always, like Kim and Nicole mentioned, we do need support and we need the dollars to be able to do so. And so this grant is such a vital part of the mental health of our community.
All right. Very cool.
And just to add to that, you can also come into our office at 777 Sinclair Street. It's our Midtown downtown location. And we have a case manager on staff all day long, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, to meet with you in person and get you set up with maybe our food bank or if you need case management. And then we can also put you on the wait list for family counseling if that's what you'd like. Right now, our wait list is about 4 to 6 weeks, I want to say, but because of the holidays, it's a little bit longer.
Yeah, I bet it would be at this time of the year. Well, all right. I want to thank you all for coming in. This has been fantastic, and it's good to get the word out there. From Children's Cabinet, Nicole Altamirano, Amy Riley, and the new executive director, Kim Young. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.